Neither supporters nor opponents of the state's gay marriage ban are surprised that the High Court has decided to rule on the challenge to the ban that was passed in a referendum vote in 2006. The challenge comes from Oshkosh Professor of Communications William McConkie, who has a gay daughter. He claims the amendment violates the state constitution because it asked voters two questions rather than one. An opponent of the ban, Glenn Carlson of the group Fair Wisconsin, says he's optimistic that the amendment could be overturned. He points to a poll Fair Wisconsin took months before voters weighed in on the issue.
Our polling back in April of 06, 6 months before the referendum, said that if you'd asked people about civil unions, only 39% would have banned civil unions. So fully 20% of the Wisconsin population was essentially disenfranchised by not being able to vote on these two separate concepts.
But supporters of the ban say they are also optimistic about the court ruling to uphold the ban on same-sex marriage. Julaine Appling heads the Wisconsin Family Council, the group that led the campaign to pass the amendment. She says the court will likely uphold it.
If the justices apply the law and don't wander off into personal agendas and try to make the law, then I think that we end up with a favorable outcome on this particular issue.
Last month, the state appeals court asked the Supreme Court to take the case because it raised issues of statewide significance. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.